Jerry Bader Show, 923. If you're just joining us, you missed an interview with State Senator Glenn Gerltman of West Bend. Glenn was on, quite honestly, because State Senator Frank Lissay of Northeast Wisconsin would not come on. Frank Lissay loves to come on this show. I said this earlier. I'm telling you, Frank, all the someone who works in his office, can the senator come on? 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 And Frank always wants to spend as much time in the air as he possibly can. Not today. He's not available today, which tells me that Frank Lissay cannot explain why he voted against in committee a bill that would clean up the absolute mess that you have in Milwaukee and Madison, which are both run by liberals, and they have these early voting. They have these extremely extended hours. You've got people being bussed in, and it's ripe for abuse. Now, by the way, I first learned of this when a listener sent me an email. I had it wrong. He said Alan Lissay. He meant Frank Lissay. Frank has Alan's old Senate seat. So get him on the show. Ask him why he voted against it. So I tried. Frank won't come on. Frank obviously doesn't have a very good answer, or he would come on. I have no idea why he voted against this. And as Glenn Grothman just, you know, Grothman said, well, it needs to be amended so it could pass. Well, send a message, though, that you support it in committee. I don't think that makes any sense at all. Now, you will note, though, that Glenn never once mentioned Frank and didn't try to defend him. Let me say this. Frank Lissay is a staunch conservative. Nobody's ever going to call him a rhino. However, this isn't the first tendency that he's had. Who's the biggest rhino? Jason, you should be able to handle this. Who's the biggest rhino in the state Senate right now? They're not seeking re-election because you can't think of his name. Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz. Remember when Dale Schultz first started making the major mischief that he did, being more of a Democrat than a Republican? You remember I tried to get Frank Lissay to criticize him on the air. Are you thinking Charles Schultz from Peanuts? No. Well, there is a cartoonish nature to Dale Schultz. Remember I tried to get Frank to criticize him and he wouldn't? Felt he had to kiss his butt to try. How did that work out? That was on Gugibic Taconite, I think. How did that work out, Frank? Frank has this weird tendency, as someone who is pretty darn hard right, he's got this weird tendency. Glenn Grothman is right. This should pass in one form or another. But to get the uniform hours that I want and Glenn wants, Frank didn't have to vote against it in committee. By the way, I also asked his office, and if you're still listening, John, I also asked his office, short of him appearing in person, could I get a statement explaining his vote? I have not received that. John, you have the email address. Send it along, and I'll share it in the show. Liberals always say, well, give one example of voter fraud. Of one charged? No, I really can't. Well, there are some. There are a couple. But mass numbers? No, because mostly where it's happening, Milwaukee and Madison is run by liberals, and they're not going to do that. John Chisholm in Milwaukee County, Ismael Ozani in Dane County, they're not going to do that. They encourage it. I should say they encourage, I'm not going to say publicly they encourage fraud. They encourage the behavior that is ripe for fraud. That's what they do. So, no, I wouldn't expect that. The belief still is that this will get done this session. Now, Glenn did sound frustrated and said, look, this really should get done. Yes, it should. Glenn also said something with which I agree, but we're both going rowing against the tide here. And that is the whole concept of these early elections. Election day is election day, and the way that we have painted this picture, that it, you need this Herculean effort to vote on one day, I think is just idiotic. People used to figure it out what happened. My parents worked on a farm, got up early, had to milk. Often they were each working a different job. They had to drive to the town of Pound Hall to vote on Highway B, which becomes Main Street in Coleman. They figured it out. Wasn't really all that difficult. This needs to get changed. All right, we have an update on the open carry story from earlier this week. And will Wisconsin get rid of its ban on gay marriage? It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.